Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Regardless of what your gender is, very few people know how to honor their emotions. And listen, I'm finding out about this firsthand. I consider myself a student in this subject for sure. I'm learning, I'm growing. But recently I've been doing a lot of study on this topic of emotion. And here's what emotion means. The Latin word literally means energy in motion. Isn't that interesting? Energy in motion. And think about that. Many of us have been hurt as children when we've hurt other people as well. But one of the coping mechanisms of being hurt as a young person or even as an older person is that we learn to deny our emotions. We learn to segregate our emotions. We say certain emotions are good and acceptable, and certain emotions are bad and they should not be felt. And as a result, what we do is we become only part human. We literally deny ourselves many of the emotions that make us who we are. And so we feel like we are missing part of ourselves. We feel lost. And this is a big concept. Because think about it, many entrepreneurs, many people that I hang with, everybody's about productivity and energy and managing your productivity. And yet, check this out, if you deny your emotions, if you just simply repress them and you hide them, you block them, you basically do not allow them to be expressed, you are denying all this energy in motion, all this energy that you could be tapping into and integrating in your business, in your life. You are running literally on only half horsepower. Now, I know that might be a weird concept, and maybe you've never thought about it like that before. I certainly haven't. But I am, and I'm starting to, and I'm starting to explore all these different concepts recently. So again, just to summarize it all up, we are human, and as humans, we have emotions, and emotions literally means energy in motion. And as entrepreneurs, we definitely want to tap into as much energy as possible. And so much of productivity and so much of human performance and optimization of our schedule and priorities, all of this is about energy management. And yet so many entrepreneurs, men, women, you name it, we literally remove large parts of ourselves. We segregate it, we compartmentalize it, we say certain things are acceptable, certain things aren't, and as a result we are only running on fumes. That's my thought of the day. I'm a student, I'm learning as well, but I think it's fascinating. And don't go to the other spectrum where you become a victim of your emotions and you have zero control. That's not what I'm talking about. There are literally spectrums. One is denial, and one is full expression without filters, and the other middle ground is honoring your emotions with the discernment that it requires. And most people, let's be honest, we don't know what that is and we don't know what that means. And so we go to these two other extremes where we just lash out and have outbursts and no restrictions, or we have zero emotions. Let's be people together who are souls on fire, exploring what it means to honor our emotions in the right way at the right time. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.